shchiris, the metaltlim, that you're renting somebody's car, you're renting somebody's nice chair.
For the morrow, metaltli b'nei shtarinu. We never write a shtar on metaltlim, so you can't tell me now if you rent a chair, you have to write a shtar. The morrow says, on the Rav Chizda, shchiris the karko. We're talking about you're renting a house, you're renting property. Then the loch is that a shtar helps, or else a chazaka, or else a kesef. So Rashi learns the kasha by shtar and metaltlim is holo matni metaltlim elu b'meshicha. Metaltlim only has a kinyan meshicha. In Armina b'kedushin, when they not made the matni the kasmi can do it money also, but that's only the mishapur it helps. A kol part of a shtar we never find helps by metaltlim, only by karka. That's the most terrible tenech nami. We're talking about now you're renting karka. Oh, my Rebbe Lozer, it sounds like this: ruah shehitmin b'chorshim. Let's say you see the person hiding in a forest. A guy is hiding in the forest because he knows there's a shepherd there watching a sheep and he's about to steal the sheep. So he's hiding in the forest, not to steal it. So, and then this guy goes and makes a tficha mechira. He has to pay dalvei. That's also still called a ganif. For the Mara, my why? First of all, he didn't make a kinyan yet. First, the guy just jumped out of the forest there, and then he made a shechita right away. Or he made a mechira, but he didn't make a kinyan yet. So he doesn't have a kinyan geneva, he's not even a ganef yet. So Rav Chizda says, Eina Chanami. Rav Chizda, what we're talking about over here. Shekisha b'makal. Talking about the ganef now hit the shore with a stick and made it move. So since you made it move, that's called a kinyan. So therefore, it's called a kinyan meshicha, and therefore you made a kinyan, therefore you make now a tficha mechira yichai. For the Gemara Amri, let's see. Since we saw you, you called the gazlin. No, the ganif is always somebody that's hidden. A ganif means you come at night, not in front of the owner. A gazlin, do it open in front of the owner. A gazlin doesn't pay kefil. So here the case was, ruya shitman, we saw this ganif hiding. But since everybody saw him there, the chura is not called like a ganif. That should be called like a gazlin. Like Taisa says, klema. He did it openly. A ganef means he comes in privately into your house when you're sleeping at night. Or goes into your chotzer, that's called a ganef. But here, if the guy is openly in the forest and everybody sees him, the chura is called a gazlin. He's not called a ganef. Rashi says, keep the rule gazlinu. Even though not two edim. All we see is you make a geneva. But Sharin Shulay Mustafi Minayu, the name Rama Loy Minayu Shashakilna, Midi, they're not afraid of other Edim see you, because they didn't do anything to the Edim. Al Vachorshim Mara Lacholi, but in the forest, the shepherds are pasturing there. Vloyadi demandim, you don't know whose it is, Hachbema. Chilma Mustafi Mikuli Al Magazanu, like you shouldn't be afraid of anybody there, because anybody walking by in the forest, maybe he's the owner of this flock here. But since you're not afraid of them, you're called like a gazlin. That's the most crash. Since you're like a gazlin, so why do you have to pay dal of hay? A gazlin is potter from kefil. Only a ganef has to pay. All right, turn over. So what says no? Kivon the kol nitmerei minayu ganefu. Even though he's seen, but the mice is doing a mice of hiding himself. Since he's doing an action of hiding himself, that makes him into a ganef. For the Gemara, if so, v'yel a gazlin hekidomi, then what's called a gazlin? Like here, the guy's doing a pretty bad job. The guy's like sitting down in the forest, even though everybody can see him. So if that's called a ganif, so what's called a gazlin then? That's the case of a real gazlin. Shinam the Pasuk says, Vayigzal atachanos miyad ha-mitzri. He took him with the mitzri was holding on to his sword, and he grabbed the sword away from him, and he killed him. That's called a gazlin. You go over to the person himself, you just grab it away, that's called a real gazlin. But here that you were first hiding a drop, you're not called a gazlin. We have Yechle Nomach Goin Baalei Shechem. You know what the gazlin is called? It says about Baalei Shechem. It says there, Shenemar. For Yesim Uloi Baalei Shechem Arvim, they made an ambush there. Our Roshi Horim Vayigzalu. As Kol Asher Yavro Leim, Baderech. Whoever passed by, they took away from them. A hold up is called a gazlin. You go over to the people, hold you up, and take away the stuff, that's called a gazlin. The ganef is to try and hide, though. For Abavua, my time loyal mahai, was in Abavua 7 is Pasik, Amala Kiva the Mitmeri, if Meruye, like Gazlamaninu. Since they were hiding there, it says that they made an ambush. Since they were hiding, again, that's not called a Gazlan. Rabbi Yechon holds no. Hide the kamat. We know what they were hiding there. Le'nechzaninu inshi v'nakriminayu. Not because they're afraid of you. The pshat was they didn't want you to run away from us. So they're real gazlonim. The reason why they were hiding there is they didn't want the people to run away. So they hid there until the people came out in the middle of the road, and then they went up and made a hold up. That's called a real gazlin. Ganef means you're afraid of them. You're hiding because you're afraid of the people. Here they weren't afraid of the people. Adrava. They didn't want the other people to be afraid of them and run away. So therefore they hid a little bit until the people came out in the open. And then they made an ambush. So that's called a real gazlin. Sholu Talmidov Esabirchun Mazakai. Talmidov Esabirchun Mazakai. If Neymahe Chmiru Torah of the Ganef, Yaisumi Gazlin. How come the Torah says to a ganef that you hide and steal, you have to pay kefil twice? It's a parsha of dal zeh, and a gazlan doesn't have this. A gazlan only has to pay one time. How come the Torah has like rachmonis upon a gazlan over a ganef? Omalhen zehish will kvoid eved lekvoid kainai. A gazlan, no, he's not afraid of Hashem, and he's not afraid of people either. He goes in front of you and steals from you. No, a halbatzara. But zeh the ganef lehish will kvoid eved lekvoid kainai. He's not even afraid of Hashem, like he's afraid of people. Kibayokal. In other words, he's afraid of people, but not afraid of Hashem. That's why Ganav is doing a double chet. He's stealing from people, hiddenly, quietly, because he's afraid of people. If you're afraid of people, a chotish should be afraid of Hashem also. That's the worst. Therefore, Ganav, the Torah gave the key of kefil.
And it says, like Kibayokal, like Chapi Hashem, like, Osayin Shemata Kilu Reina Broye. He makes as if really means Hashem. As if Hashem is, that says Lamata, really means like, as if Hashem is not watching. And makes if the ears of Hashem is not hearing. Shinema Gaposin Shayo says, Hoyo Hamamike Mi Hashem, Lister Eitzav, Hoyo Bemachshech Mi Asayim. Like they try and hide their actions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoksiv, another Posik says, Vayermu La Yirukov, La Yovin, La Kayakov. That Hashem does not see, Hashem does not know what we're doing. Hoksiv, another Posik says, Kiyomru Ozav Hashem Esoretz, Vien Hashem Roya. Again, they consider as if Hashem doesn't see, Hashem does not know what they're doing. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, Moshloi, Mosh, I'll give you an example of what's going on here. Bishum Rav Gamliel, that Lamaha Davadayim, what is this case like? Lishnei Bnei Yodim, two people, Shoya Biyo is living in the city. V'yosu Mishta, they both made a party. V'lechot Zimines Bnei Yir, V'loi Zimines Bnei Hamelech. One invited the people in the city, but they did not invite the king. V'yechot another one, Leizimines Bnei Yir, Leizimines Bnei Hamelech. He did not invite the people from the city, but he also did not invite the king. Says, so, Eizim Mehem Einshoi Meruba, which one deserves a bigger punishment? Have Yom, I'll tell you, Zeshizimines Bnei Yir, the one that went and invited all the people in the city, but Leizimines Bnei Hamelech, he didn't invite the king. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this, Borei, come and see, Kama Godel Koyach, Shel Malocha. How great it is, work. What does that mean? That sure, if you steal somebody's shore, shebitlam mimalachta, you stopped it from doing work, or sure, if the owner would have him, he would be working for the owner. So you took away the work from the owner. Therefore, Chamisha, the Torah said you have to pay back five times. Say, if you only steal a sheep, shebitlam mimalachta, it doesn't work for you, you didn't take away the work of the owner, therefore you only have to pay back arbo only four times. Omer Reb Yechonim ben Zakkai, Borei, come and see, kama godol, kovet habris. How great it is, this aspect of giving respect to people. In other words, not being mevaz, not doing things not nice to people. Therefore, shor, sheholach baraglov, when a ganef steals the shor walks by himself. Therefore, chamisha, the shor is not receiving any busha for himself. Therefore, he has to pay back five times. But seh, when a ganef steals a seh, sheyakivu al kseifoi. Usually, you carry him on top of your shoulders. So the ganef is having some bizoyin by carrying this seh. Therefore, I bought, the Torah says, you only have to pay back four times. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the Mishnah, you daf ayin tesma beis. Yeah, the Mishnah says, ein megadlin behema daka of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise, bring up a small animal in Eretz Yisrael, like sheep. You can't bring them up. So Rashi says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shemaver Es HaSodos. Because they go and pasture in all different type of fields. So they like ruin the fields. The whole Sodos Eretz Yisrael, summon the Yisrael. And all the fields in Eretz Yisrael, Minastam, belong to a Jew. So it's come out like your animals are going to be over there to Gezel, you're ruining other people's fields,
Therefore, we don't want you to raise young animals in Eretz Yisrael.
Mladaf young, it means sheep. Avu megadlin b'Suria, but in Syria, that's outside Eretz Yisrael, there you're allowed to. So Rashi says it means Aram Tsoiva the David Kibsho, who Ksava, this town holds, the Loishime Kibush, it's not called the real capturing. The Hefik of Chutzlorot, it has a look like Chutzlorot. Well, the Chutzlorot is Mutalagadel, and an outside Eretz Yisrael, there you're allowed to raise a sheep. The Loichashin and Leishim, there we're not afraid about the people are living around there. V'im Yasidu Soda Sacherim, Yishalmenu. The worst comes to worst that your animals will go and eat up somebody else's food. So, if it's another Jew that you have to pay him for it, so you're paying for it. But in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want you to ruin the Yishuv. We don't want, like sheep, running around in Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya, it's Mutta. Who are then over Midborius, Ashel Eretz Yisrael, also it's Mutta. You're allowed to raise them in the Midbar in Eretz Yisrael because you're not ruining, there's no Yishuv there. Now, another locher is, Ein Megadlin Tarnagoylim B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to raise chickens or birds in Yerushalayim. Mifnei HaKodeshim. Because there's Kodeshim involved there. So what? So Rashi says, here even Afilu Yisrael, even a regular Yisrael, can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim. Vnei HaKodeshim, Shei Yisrael Lechlem Sham Bosa Shlomim. Because it's possible even for Yisrael to eat the meat of a Korban Shlomim. Or else V'toida, or Maisa Behema. Now, V'derach Tanagolim, Lenake B'yashba, chickens or young birds go in the garbage. So afraid, Shema Yaviyu Etzem Kadoshim and Asheretz. Maybe they're going to find a bone that's tamei, and they'll bring it out in the street. So therefore, it'll touch your kachim. So we don't want the kids of the birds to be around to be metame the kachim. Therefore, in Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to raise tanagolim. In order that the tanagolim should not be going around getting the bones of tamei to be metame the kachim. Now, v'loy kahanim b'Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the whole Eretz Yisrael, kahanim also are not allowed to raise tanagolim. Because they eat truma, and truma mifnei hatirus. Because kahanim have to be noig v'tirus. Rashi says oichlin truma hein, suichin lizoy v'tirusan. Kahanim eat truma, so they have to be careful to make sure it's always tahor. So they're not supposed to have tanagirlim around them. That tanagirlim should not bring tuma into the house or around them. Now, ein megadlin chazerim b'chol makom. A Jew is not allowed to raise a pig any place. B'chol makom, even here in America, you shouldn't raise pigs. We'll see in the Gemara why. La yigadel adam es hakelev. A person should also not raise a dog. Shouldn't have a dog in your house, the mashma here. El imkeim ho yekosher b'shalshelus. Unless you have a mamish tied down in chains. If you have a tied down in chains, then it's okay. So Rashi says, what's wrong with a dog? Es hakelev. Mevnei she noishech, it bites. O manavach and barks. O ma'apelis ishim yirosoi. A lady passing by will hear the dog barking and she'll be mapala. She's pregnant. She may have a miscarriage because of it. So therefore, it's not kedai to have dogs around. Now, ein parsin yishubim liyonim. You're not supposed to spread out traps to capture yonim pigeons. Elin came ho yirochuk min ha'yishuv lamadris. Unless you're this distance outside the yishuv, outside where people live, which is, Rashi says, arbor milin, 4 milin. Why? So Rashi says, "Shalayukadu b'hen yoni b'nei ha'yishuv," and we don't want you to capture the pigeons that are in the b'nei yishuv that belong to the people living in the town, and we don't want you to ruin the town itself. Therefore, we can only catch the pigeons that are outside the town, which are 4 mil outside the city. But inside the city, we don't want you to capture them. And we'll see more in the Gemara. Talking about Bonim, we're like this in the Braisa. Ein megadlin v'hein medaka b'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise sheep. Small cattle in Eretz Yisrael. Av megadlin b'chorshin sheb Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to raise them b'chorshim in the forests in Eretz Yisrael. B'Suria afilu b'yishuv, but in Syria, like that doesn't have, this town holds. It's not kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Even b'yishuv, where people live, you're allowed to raise the behemoth daka, even though they go out and eat off the fields. So what? There's no mitzvah yishuv outside Eretz Yisrael. The ain't so chlema b'chutzlort, so for sure in chutzlort you're allowed to raise a sheep. Tani yiduch, we're on another price like this. Tani yiduch, ain't megadlin behem medaka b'Eretz Yisrael. You can't raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Avo megadlin ba midbar, shev Yehuda. But in the far, in the midbar, in Yehuda, or also the midbar, shev seferaku, that's okay. The alpha pi shomu, even though we said that ain't megadlin behem medaka, you're not allowed to raise
young one sheep, but you know, big cattle that you're allowed to raise in Eretz Yisrael. Cattle you're allowed to. So Rashi says, why? Because people need it when you're living. In the Yishuv, you need these big cattle. You need it to carry on, to put stuff on it, or to harisha, to plow the fields. So if a behemoth gasas we need, you're allowed to raise them. And the reason is, if he shein grazrim zera latzibor, helim kein rov atzibor, helim lamed bo. Because even though really it's a gzera, it should not be, because we're afraid the animals will go and pasture in other people's fields and ruin the fields, but people need big animals. You need it for work. So we can't make a gzera that the tzibor won't be able to withstand. But behemoth daka, ef shalahavi mechutzlaritz. If you ever need a behemoth daka chvase for a korban or whatever purpose you need it for, you'll just have it transposed from chutzlaritz. You'll have it brought in. So you don't have to raise it in Eretz Yisrael. But behemoth gasa, the big animals, ef shalahavi mechutzlaritz, it's not so easy to transport them from chutzlaritz. So therefore, you're allowed to raise them in Eretz Yisrael. Now, v'yafa pishom, even though it was said, that ain't megadlim behemoth daka, you're not allowed to raise. Of the Haymadaka, the sheep, cattle in Eretz Yisrael, Avo Mashoyu, Koydim Lerego Shleshim Yoim. But you're allowed to buy a big flock of sheep before Yom Tif, and keep it around for 30 days before Yom Tif. Hu Adin, Vekoydim Mishto Benoi, Lamed Yoim. You're making a chasana, and you need a lot of meat to serve at the chasana. So therefore, you're allowed to buy animals, and keep them around you 30 days before the chasana. But Abuvach Lo Yishres Achroin Shleshim Yoim. Like, don't think in the Avaheta that even though the last one you bought 2 days before the Chasna, you're still allowed to keep it around for 30 days. Don't say that. Because the Salka, the Chaminach, I would have thought to say maybe, the Nofik, Le Regel, let's say the Regel passed by, and you didn't use up the last sheep you bought. Well, the Chizavnat Hashta, Katil, Le Molo, Le Tlos, and Yemen, it's not 30 days ago since you bought it. So maybe I would have thought to say, like, my name, but don't say, Tilsin Mishra Sharilei, Lishuyei, that since I bought it for a good purpose, I bought it for either the regal or for the chasna, so maybe there's a hetan now you think like a loy plug. You always have a right to keep it for 30 days. No. Elakiva de nofeg le regal, once the regal left, went by, loy mi boile lishuyei, you're not allowed to leave it over, you have to get rid of it. No matter how many you buy, you have to make sure you get rid of it before the end of the regal. But by the end of the regal, you can't have it around anymore. We still have this gzera not to have behemoth dakas, not to grow them in Eretz Yisrael. We're afraid Mishum Yishuv, we don't want it to ruin the Yishuv.